praise God. Why in the world are you looking for the living? Among the dead, praise God. Don't you remember what he said? He said that one of these days that he was going to die, and after 3 days he was going to get up. But praise God, their hope had died because that Jesus was dead in the grave.
Yes.
Amen. But not only that, amen, they forgot the words of those angels who had told them, praise God, he told those women who had come to that grave. He said, now I want you to go back. And I want you to go tell my disciples that he's not here.
Yeah.
Amen. That he's gotten up. Amen. He said, now, and one text says that he tell him, say, I want you to go tell my disciples and Peter.
Yeah.
Praise God. And they went and told him, and they tell me that they got in a foot race that day.
Yeah.
Tell me Peter and John took off running. Praise God. They were on their way to the grave site. Amen. I'm trying to show you that their hope had died when he was in the ground.
Yeah.
Amen. They ran and they got to the grave site. John outran Peter.
Yeah.
Amen. Peter was just a mouthpiece, but he couldn't run. Praise God. John outran him. But you want to know something about John? When John got to the grave site, the only thing John did was stop.
Yeah.
But the Bible tells us that Peter went on inside. Praise God. It was not until Peter had gone inside that John finally came in on the inside.
Yeah.
And it said that only when he came on the inside, they saw the clothes that was wrapped around him. Praise God. Just as though his body had been lifted out of them. Praise God. They were lying there. And it says that only then did John believe. In other words, John and those other disciples, praise God, their hope had died when Jesus died.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to put some emphasis on that. See, the reason why their hope died, because they looked at Jesus Christ from the wrong perspective. They were looking for a Messiah. They were looking for a king who was going to conquer Rome, praise God, and set up his kingdom right then and there. They didn't realize the kingdom that he was talking about was a kingdom that was going to take place in the future, so that when he died on that cross, praise God, their hope died. Thanks be to God. I said I wasn't going to be long. Amen. I said I wasn't going to be long, because my second point is thank God for revival.
Thank God.
Amen. We had a great revival last week. Thank God for revival. Amen. When I look at the word revive, it means to restore. It means, praise God, to refresh. It means to recall. Praise God. It means to return to consciousness and life. Amen. So when Jesus, praise God, got up out of that grave, amen, we see the restoring of hope came back. Amen. If y'all don't mind, let me borrow a phrase from a great brother that y'all all know by the name of Reverend Jesse Jackson. When he was the head of the Rainbow Coalition, praise God, he had a saying that's coined, that has been made famous, that it talk about keep hope alive. Amen. And Jesus' resurrection and his appearances among the various people kept hope alive. If you don't mind, can I walk y'all through them just for a few of them? And then we're going to get out of here. I know we got to go this evening. Amen. Can I get out of this coat? I feel something coming on here. Amen. You see, if you were to go to Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 1.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing, and it's showing. It's my season for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season
to do what?
To be what I am. So
come on, you say,
this is my season for grace.
For what else?
For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown.
Everything is working together for my good. Say, church, everything is working. Don't feel good
together,
but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all. For grace, for I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said
He's leaning.
In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you ain't no need to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning.
In my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seat.
For grace.
For favor. This is my seat. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground? Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says. It's already getting better.
I did not know Jesus is calling. He said his grace would cover me. His blood will flow freely. It will provide the healing. I'm running to the mercy seat. I'm running to the mercy. You're lost in the curse of a lifetime of sin. Lovely illusions, they never come true. I know where there's a place of mercy for you. He said you could come into his presence with
is KAYT Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.